go coaching.
Because I think you're a genius. Like, because I look at, like when you went to the UK, I look at the fines you get and I go, how do you do that?
And keep your, I did the same. Yeah, well, how do you get,
I wear shoes out.
Yeah, because I've met Sally and she's clearly, you guys have got it going well. And then I'm like, because you know, but then she's happy that you just disappear and get a zillion cases and come back. And somehow you found the right balance there.
Which, yeah, I'm, but the trick is, she's off shopping. She's going around.
Shop is the magic.
So morning is.
I see you do stuff together.
Yeah.
How do you find 40 in the afternoon though? Hey? That's a, how do you find 40 in the afternoon? Even that's a
walk like hell.
You're a machine.
I can't. When you're in York, I was like,
I don't find that many. I find about 20.
Did you hire a car?
We hired a car. Yeah,
it's like he has to have hired a car. There's no way he walked to all of those caches.
We're in York.
Yeah.
No, I hired. Well, York was interesting. So the first day,
you walk around the walls and stuff.
We walked around the walls. I can't remember how many days we were there. I think the first day we walked around the walls and we sightseed.
So that was a morning when you forced Sally to cache then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, see, there's a crossover thing. So I'll try and go to virtuals and earth caches because then she's not standing around looking at me looking for something.
Yeah,
that's I just go up and I.
Because I notice you get a lot of earth caches.
Oh, well, the earth caches are easy for me. I don't have.
That's because you memorised everything to do with geology.
I get over everything.
Do you memorise them or take photos?
I usually take some photos of the relevant stuff.
And then
enough so that when I sit down at night
time, you can do it later.
I can go.
Yeah.
And then and I remember most of it.
Yeah.
Then so that was day one. And then she went off somewhere. See, day two, she went to a conference. So day three, four, and five, she's at a conference. So yeah. I've actually got the entire day. So day two, I walked outside the walls, and I spent a lot of time up the river.
Going
in a cemetery. There was eight caches in a cemetery.
Oh, my goodness.
In the York Cemetery, which is a forest.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. So that was good. Day three, I hired a bike.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
So day three,
pushy or motorbike?
Push bike. Cost me £20.
How did you get to York in the first place?
Caught the train from London.
Because his one fine
to platform 9 3/4.
Yeah, his one fine was platform 9 3/4.
I did three caches while we were waiting for that train.
The caches outside.
Yeah, the pancreas, St Pancreas, and that stupid little nano that I wasn't there the last time I was there.
Under the fence.
Under the fence. No, under the fence is.
Oh, I did the nano.
Yeah, outside.
On Eastern Road.
Yeah, whatever road it is, I got no idea.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So I did three, and I actually was thinking of walking to another one, and then I just got lost in London because I'd just arrived and I couldn't work out where North was.
I know how you do because your brain doesn't work.
Nah.
Yeah, it's all the wrong way around.
It's all too hard. I'll go back and I'll go and get some stuff. So
you must have been jet lagged to Billio though, because hadn't you? That was the day you got there, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'd slept.
Oh, you sleep on the plane?
Well, I had a whole row to myself.
Oh, you lucky fellow.
Yeah. So I had three seats.
So you were comfortable enough?
Well, I was comfortable enough to sleep overnight flying. That was day... So day four, I went over to Leeds and walked shoe leather off there. There was like 12 earth caches in the city.
And
webcam and a virtual and probably about three or four
churches.
A couple. I did actually do up a church micro. I had a DNF as well on a nano under a fence that's it's been put off. Then day five, I was back on a push bike. And went off in a different direction. Day five was 37.
37. See,
On a push bike.
I don't get that many in a day.
No, I'm never allowed to do that many. No, I don't
know.
If I did.
No, 37 degrees.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So that's right. I was knackered by about.
Yeah, I remember.
By about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I went home and had a camp for a while. And then went out after tea.
Although this last trip I did was the best I've done for caching because this time we stayed with Helen's mum in Wales, which is in a country town, and we almost spent the whole holiday there. So she was happy because she's got family time with her mum. And then I'd be like, well, I'm going to go for a trip, vacation.
You've had every vacation 20 kilometres that 10.
Well, pretty much. Well, because there was all these new power trails that had been put out. When I say power trails, they're nice. They're along valleys and rivers and really nice.
Good walks. So you have to have lots of nice circular walks as well.
Yes. The Brits are good at that.
Many.
Yeah. No, they're really good. And these are all ex-railway tracks from the old mine, because they're all coal mining in Wales. Which of course is all gone.
Or they're old footpaths systems.
Yeah, oh, some of the stuff, like this is where the people went through in the Middle Ages. And you're like, what? You know, see that stone wall there? Yeah, that's 1,000 years old. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So beautifully enjoyable.
And they come out after you've been there. So Bungay, I spent 3 nights there. And we did a couple of walking ones in Norfolk. Well, it's actually in Suffolk, but just on the border.
Oh.
Anyway, I went back to look at a cache that I hadn't found, and I went sort of, looked at the DNF, and then I went, oh, what other caches are around here? And there's like 50 caches around there now. It wasn't there when I was there.
That's always annoying.
I don't know how you get that many. I mean, I plan a little bit, but you must plan ahead a lot to work out what you want to grab.
No, I don't actually.
Oh, see, I do.
That's part of my problem, is that afterwards I'll look back and
I'll
go...
Yeah, you have got a problem, haven't you?
Yeah, then I'll look back and I'll go, why didn't I do that one?
Oh.
Why didn't I do that one?
There was one over there. That's vague in the direction I'm going. I'll go do that one.
Oh, no, I plan. Because I'll plan caches that are good family caches. I'll save those and do them with everyone. Yeah, especially if it's a nice place that you wouldn't know about. You know, because Helen's the same as Sally.
Can you plan that many weeks though?
I
plan about 2 or 3 days in the like.
Oh no, I plan weeks ahead. But because I want to get the most out of it.
How do you collect the caches in GSAC?
I take a laptop with me with GSAC.
And I just use Get Geocaches.
I use Pocket Queries.
I've given up on Pocket Queries.
Oh, have you? Oh, I still use
for those sorts of things. I sort of say, here's a spot.
Oh, just grab me
a because you can grab up to 16,000 caches.
Oh, can you? With the new Get thing?
Yeah, with the new Get stuff.
Oh. So you can just do a big group, like a big circle.
Yeah.
Like, give me everything in this radius.
You
want
to see? There's one over here.
Why not?
You go past the microphone. Oh, you touch the microphone.
Oh, did you like the eye chart?
Yes.
Do you know I made that about 8 months ago, and I've been sitting on it for so long and waiting for a good spot, and then when I remembered that spot became available that we talked about, I said, I've got to put this puzzle
in. How many people have solved that one?
Not many.
I can't work out how you look at that little bit that you need to look at in the
you don't need to look at that little bit.
You do, you zoom in look, and you need that braille. That's what I've just told you.
Well,
what
I've looked at the braille.
Yeah.
You're not meant to look at something else in the eye chart.
Yes. Oh, okay, you're at the last step.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You don't have to read the text. The text is irrelevant.
It's not called Black Freddy. It's
Freddy can see clearly now.
You save
the image, and then you need to open it in an image editor. And
then what?
And then move the mid-tones.
Just change the colours.
Or
fill the
background with black.
Just fill the background with a different colour.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. And that's a thing Fredo does.
Yeah, there's multiple ways.
There's a lot of puzzles
but
that do that.
The trick is you can't just do it with contrast.
No, I've tried that.
Yeah.
No,
that
I
work.
Did it one pixel, one colour off, so contrast wouldn't work.
You copied me.
So
Fredo used to do it.
Mid-tone makes a big advantage.
Oh, I just do. If you go into Paint, MS Paint, you just go fill with a different colour. That's it.
You can change the hex code number by one, and then it looks exactly the same. But
so just fill the
background.
Just fill the background with red or blue or anything like that, and that'll tell you what to do.
You'll get there.
But that whole thing was just a joke.
I was so chuffed when I could get to the braille bit, and then went,
there's more
that
to do now.
Oh, that was to make the point that.
You
it's not
glasses.
Just it's not just me that doesn't need glasses, it's everybody else.
So you're watching the checker, you're seeing everyone's going through that stage.
I like to do my own caching before I picked up my glasses. I thought, oh, I'll give them a clean pop goes the lens.
Oh no.
I'll sit here, so turn the torch on the phone, I'm looking around, moving the chair, and the lens ended up over there. But I stood up and I moved the chair that way, so
that did end up over here.
Oh, don't know.
At least nobody's trod on it.
Should be able to put it back in.
Yeah, I've got it back in. They're my old glasses.
See, like my log.
Which okay. log?
Who are you picking on now?
Well, someone's still watching that cache.
Which one?
66.
Number
66. See, I know the number of it. It's so legendary.
Have you got 69?
No, I've got 72.
Oh, 72 is what you have put out.
Yeah, I can't find anywhere to put it.
JJ,
which one? You said there's one outside the Thurbiton Theatre, then there's just nowhere.
Oh, okay. That's what that
one
is.
There's one outside the Thurbiton Theatre, I can't find it. Jude's got 69
because I watched that.
So are they going to knock the Thurbiton Theatre down?
I don't know.
I thought that was old enough to not get knocked down.
It's supposed to be old enough not
it's
to get
pretty,
knocked
down.
They've knocked a lot of stuff
they,
down along
yeah.
that road.
Well, they did. What do they do on...
They shouldn't have to, but the problem is if they want to make it wider there, it's either knock down Thebe or the school on the other side of the road.
Oh, they're trying to fix that intersection, are they?
Well,
no,
the
South
Road.
South
Road.
So when they go from Torrance to Darlington.
Oh, when they do the middle bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Knocked down a lot of buildings in the last
oh, so
3 or 4 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so I've
yeah,
been through
this
there.
This end, yeah, it's insane.
This end between Pym Street and...
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right?
Just
yeah.
go to Grand Junction Road and start heading
oh,
south.
Oh, you haven't been down that way for
yeah.
ages.
Yeah, but Thebe, the one that will go is the Town Hall, the council building, and that's actually quite a nice building. Like structurally, if you look at it, it's got some.
That's where I was going to put my cache. But if you've said that,
I'll work out where it is, and then I'll send you a map.
I've been looking to see if I could find somewhere.
There's always a lamppost with a flare.
Oh,
yeah.
I've got
but
space outside there. But you said there's a cache outside the Thurbiton Theatre.
Yeah, there is. Seth's.
Seth's
still there though.
The final for the. Oh, I should.
One of the music ones.
No,
yeah.
It's been replaced by a tread now.
No,
are you
no.
talking on the corner of the brickworks there?
No.
Outside
the
Thurbiton Theatre.
There's still a mystery there.
Is there?
Across
yeah.
the road from the...
Well, it's still there. It's
that
there's
road
no
road
trad
South
there.
Road.
Yeah.
The trad's the new model army or something outside.
Yeah,
well,
that
the
used to be a puzzle.
No, that's a bit
off.
Further down.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
what's stopping
puzzle.
Me going that way.
Yeah, that far.
And so if there's something outside...
Tenor Beach Road, isn't
it?
No, it's right. Well, I won't say where it is because
there's a tread at the council building.
Because the treads
that's
down by
the
river.
I reckon I can tell you what.
And then your church one, in the other direction, stops you there.
Yes, I'm stopping myself.
And then heading south.
You can archive that one because I've found
this other puzzle is.
So if there's something I've found somewhere I can hide it outside the Thurbiton Theatre. But if you're saying there's already a
well, I don't know whether that
there
one.
Is.
What's it called?
Song Classics number 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Barclays
it.
James Harvers.
I wonder where it's hidden. I've looked at
it. It's on the northwest corner.
Yeah,
of
there's
the
a,
building.
There's, no, it's actually
yeah.
there's like a little toilet block almost. And it's in the middle of that.
I have to get a bell or something.
I don't know that
spoiler.
You mustn't be able to access that final line at the minute.
Right in there.
Although that might be under threat if
yeah,
all that's going to
so
change.
It's basically in that corner there.
Oh, you can't get in there. It's all fenced
yeah.
off.
Okay.
Well, it has been three
no
times
way,
I've been recently.
There's no way they'd be able to knock down the Thebe, though. Yeah, Thebe's
well,
old.
Thebe's save the teddy bear fence on the York.
Yeah.
Probably got a bigger write up and more publicity than Save the Thebe Theatre.
Yeah.
And there's actually
that's
another used to be
that
in Carlton.
Guy from the radio.
Gecko's going to do that one.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care about it. But
he hung a teddy bear on the fence.
There's a cache there for that too.
Yeah,
is there a cache there, is
there? Well, they're more than it was not.
Everyone's going along.
There's that laneway across here.
Was that
stretches kilometres?
Oh, behind the golf.
Kapunda and
Pascoe. Something down this way.
Not Kapunda. Kopara, sorry.
Yeah.
Kopara and Pascoe.
Down there, yes.
On the
I'll
main
try
road.
Outside.
Yeah. Yeah, Victoria Lane. That's cool.
It's
I'm pretty sure there's nothing on.
I don't think I've got time to stop again at all. Well, maybe in the morning. Stop in the morning.
Yeah, you can pass for mine.
I'm going to yours.
I'm not going to yours.
Are you?
No.
Why not?
It's too freaking early. 4:30 is disgusting
what?
Time.
I've got somewhere to be tomorrow, so.
Is anyone coming?
I'm going.
You're not getting a Freddo?
Hey?
Bill, I talked to Bill.
Oh, Bill,
Shane.
Maybe.
Oh, Bill.
David's not here.
Bill gave me a nice set of wheels, Shay.
Nice set of what?
$2,500 set of wheels.
Do he?
He's like, here you go.
Okay.
Thank you. It's like fuel diggets, wheels.
Oh.
And I was like,
just what you needed.
Yeah, and I've got a ladder.
What's the group set?
It doesn't have a, it's just a pair of rims in a box.
So you gotta put spokes on it as well?
No, it's all good. They just need to put a cassette, shove it in a bike. Oh, I've got to put some tyres on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I'm going to Victoria tomorrow.
So what, are you heading off as soon as your event's finished?
Yep, pretty much.
Who's your mate? Where's he?
Who's my mate?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's in Alice. Oh, which mate?
The one you went travelling with.
Oh, he went. He went home this afternoon. He flew home about 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nah. Hopefully, it meant David. He's in Alice somewhere.
Yeah, he's up north, isn't he?
Yeah.
They climbed
it. He's away.
Did you climb Ayers Rock when you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent you an email. I sent you a photo on top of it, didn't I?
There was a guy. At the campground at Woomera, and he was telling. He could talk. you think Mark can talk? You get this bloke. You just you're like, I'm going.
Is that at the Cameron Park at Woomera?
Yeah.
Well, you saw him too. Frog Open knows him.
No. This guy was a tourist from like.
I'm not the guy. There's a regular at the Cairn boat, Woomera.
The bald head guy. Not even 6 foot. What is that?
That's your damn puzzle.
Which one? I can't keep.
Rod says please.
I haven't done
it.
That's an easy
puzzle. I know. That's my problem. I'm overthinking it.
I haven't done that one.
How did you cheat on how? Or how did you do build so fast?
Bills.
But Brandon Jennett said, please.
Ah.
The jigsaw puzzles.
Jigsaw puzzles.
How did you do that so fast?
If you click on them, if you open the thing.
You didn't do it that quick, though.
You got. You can see where the number is.
Did you do the HTML?
Yeah.
Everyone does HTML. Flash is.
Well, I can't do Flash.
Flash
will
be gone.
Flash
so most browsers don't do Flash anymore.
No, it doesn't do Flash.
That's what. But I.
That many. All those puzzles that quickly.
The first one and second one.
Well, you did it quick. Bill did it quick.
But then they get. They're only 100 after that.
Yeah, they dropped.
I found that one the way here tonight, actually. I passed it for my name in it, so. You had a third finder now.
But now you've got three finders. You've got the podium field.
That's all right.
Mm. I did
that puzzle.
I did the black one. And then got to
the bottom
end
row is 15
and no pop-up
messages.
Yeah, that's what Jidigi's well known for. That they have problems with those.
That's
messages.
That means you're blocked.
I had heaps of troubles with my
wearing
those series like that.
You have to create an account.
People's message.
Is that how you get around it?
If you create an account,
I've found when I was trying shit, if you put certain URLs in there, they will block your IP address and then nothing.
I've had this even when I was in the UK. I did some jigsaws by hand. I just did them properly, and no message come up.
Oh, yeah, because once you're blocked, that's it.
I know, but this was on an IP address I've never been on a machine.
I've done VPN to.
No, if you go Google it, it's a well-known problem. It's as buggy as.
Okay.
So I sent
the
CEO, and then in yours I went and searched. I give Bill the screen prints. He goes, all right, here's your next step. Because you can see I've done it. I took 5.5 hours to do the first one. And he says, oh, you put in there.
He says,
you won't like the message. Here's the next one.
You can check those to make sure they're going to work before you start, though. If you go to developer tools, if it's not going to work, there's a timeout on one of the HTTP requests.
Yeah.
If that timeout's there, it's not going to work. So don't even start.
Oh, okay. Because I know how to look at the network traffic. Because I've looked.
Yeah, one of the HTTP requests will time out if
you just
keep
going.
Well, apparently, if you have an account, which is what I've got now,
that might be the way around.
Bill said it's really
good
because if it doesn't give it to you, you log out, come back in again, and it will give you the jigsaw with one piece missing, and you put it back in. So clearly, they know it's a bug because they've worked around it. It'll always give you an incomplete.
Actually, I haven't plugged one in now. But yeah, I found as soon as that happens, all I had to do was get a different IP address and I'd get through again.
Hey,
times.
Well, I haven't come up with a name.
Have you done the
Freno
one?
It's a new Earth cache I'm working on.
Which one?
His puzzle. Gretchen's puzzle for Freno.
Yeah.
I haven't done the one there.
The best one. The best one.
You'll
get
the one at
Freno,
please. At the event GC. This will be at the event GC.
I was thinking that one.
That was a good puzzle.
Maybe I can.
I haven't found the
puzzle
yet.
What, on Freno's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's right in front of you.
Yeah, I know that, but I've found all the red herrings. I haven't found the puzzle.
Square, there was the other one, Berkeley Square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that?
This is going down. I'm trying to work out what to call it. Because the Batuta Advocate.
Who were?
The Batuta Advocate. You've heard of that? It's a satirical. So I've written a satirical.
Oh, yeah. The
satirical
paper.
Earth cache. Australia's oldest earth cache. 4 billion year old fossil eggs found at Hallett Cove. So this is a discovery on Hallett Cove Beach has been heralded by paleontologists as the earth science find of the epoch.
The epoch.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
In 2019,
did your own work at work?
Dr. Fred Frog reported the discovery of fossil eggs belonging to what is the largest amphibian ever to live, the Amphibirilobigimus, dating from the Acheron Eon. The amphibian is estimated to be an over 250 metre long from head to tail.
Very nice.
So these are those 3 metre boulders on the beach.
Yeah.
So what's the question you'd answer?
And then...
The questions
are 4 billion year old fossil eggs found at Hallett Cove. Is this statement correct?
No.
Erratics are geological oddities transported by ice from Encounter Bay. Is this correct?
Probably.
And then describe the boulders.
You'll get that pass the reviewer?
Well, it's already been knocked back 3 times.
when
it was the Batuta Advocate. So,
because it was another site? Like you were.
So, where I had it was at Batuta.
Yeah.
So when you drive out of Batuta, so you've not heard of the Batuta Advocate?
Isn't that a? I thought there's an online website for that.
Yeah, there's an online website
like
called the Batuta
newspaper.
Advocate.
Yeah,
so it's a satirical magazine.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll have articles like.
I've read up.
Tony Abbott shaves his backside or whatever. It'll just be total crap.
Yeah.
So when you come out of Batuta, there's this snake done in local stone on the side of a mesa.
Yeah.
And so what I had there was was a fossil snake.
Oh.
And he didn't like it because it wasn't a real object. It wasn't real geology. It was
yeah,
it was a piece of art.
Yeah.
So we played around with that.
It's pretty easy going.
Yeah, but I didn't get it past him there. So,
but
so now
it's a commercial entity too, isn't it? So you
and I don't think he did an Andrew and didn't really tell me what was really wrong with it.
Mm.
So now do I call it the Cove Times? This is the Cove Examiner.
The Examiner's like Bob says, newspaper.
Yeah. Or the Bold Truth.
Oh, the Bold Truth.
Or the Plain Truth.
Bold Truth.
I like the Bold Truth.
I like the Bold Truth because it's about boulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I could spell bold with a U.
Yeah, I would do that. I was just going to say that.
You like that?
That's a good. I like a good pun.
Yeah. You've got, especially in the.
He's something excellent too.
Because it's
with
not
eggs.
None of it's true.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Or excellent.
Hey, mate, that went there.
Yeah, you can put it in there though. I like your thinking, Ben.
Mm. The Bold Truth.
An excellent example.
Yeah, excellent example
of something, whatever it is.
Gotta get the puns in there.
I can have that as well. Excellent.
Because when you submit it to a reviewer, you say there's no reason you can't have fun while you're learning geology.
Well, that was his point. His problem was that there was no geology in the previous one. It was all fakery.
Oh, you might if these boulders are there, then that's fine. That's geology.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't be glacial though, would it? There.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
Oh yeah.
See, there you go. I just learned something. Like
there's
geology done.
There's erratics
from Encounter Bay. Didn't you just learn that?
Yeah.
From Encounter Bay?
Yeah.
It's miles away.
50 kilometres away.
That's a fair old trek.
That's a little Princeton.
They got picked up and carried.
They got picked up.
Pushed by the ice.
Well, there's some.
At Port Vincent.
There's some at Port Vincent, which is on the other side of the Gulf. Yeah. And if you is probably...
Is
there
a cache there as well?
Yeah, there is
one there. But if you went underwater, there's probably stuff littered all over.
So he'd push that much along. Like
picked them up.
There's just this 50 one long rock on its own on Port Vincent Beach, and that's the rock from Mackenna Bay.
See, I'm up for it already. I'm learning stuff.
That's really, but there's Radics, and then there's the other one I'm going to do is I've got an itch to scratch, which is up on the headland is a flat piece of rock about twice the size of this table that's been smoothed by a glacier. It's like the glacier rock at Selwyn. But probably a better rock in some way.
Is it the fact the rock is fixed enough to not move? Like, right, I'm just wondering how it doesn't roll along.
Yeah,
Rudy.
Yeah.
What time
does
it go till 5?
Yeah,
I'll be there aligned.
I'll think of you while I'm in bed.
I'll be there aligned.
I'll be you.
Oh, Bill will be there. I'll put money that Bill will make it.
Yeah, I reckon Bill.
Does Bill go to any event that's not at 5 in the morning?
Bill loves morning. He's a morning person.
Shift worker.
Yeah, he likes the early mornings.
Thanks a lot.
No worries. Thanks for coming.
So the rock is fixed. So basically, the ice going over it.
Yeah, it's a bit of basement rock.
Oh, okay.
So
basically, it didn't snap off with the ice going over it.
No, it just got ground flat and polished, and then it's got scratches in it from where the rocks got dragged across it. But it's also got chatter marks where the rock was sort of skipping across.
That's amazing.
You could probably do 20 earth caches in Hallett Cove without really even trying.
Yeah.
There's
a challenge.
Well, there's a couple there.
You've got a challenge now. 20 earth caches in there.
Yeah.
I don't mind like the old
Bethcache.
We did heaps on the trip.
Well, I'm terrible for, like, I do it when I get there. I take photos of the signs or whatever, take pictures of what I need, and then I get round and I'll never get round to logging them. I've done heaps that I haven't logged over the years.
So you
leave it long enough, then you can't remember.
Yeah,
you can't remember what was there. You look at the photos going, I don't remember this.
I do it that night.
I do, yeah.
Scroll through your phone.
I send them the answers that night.
Actually log the cache 2 weeks later.
Yeah, except every now and again, Messenger will let you, because Messenger's a great audit trail.
Yeah,
and if the guy didn't get it, which I occasionally get a note back from somebody.
Yeah, no,
I'll go. Oh, here it is. I'll send it again to you.
Yeah.
Or
no, it is.
Oh, it didn't go.
You can hit the thing on email to send yourself a copy of it.
Yeah, I do that too.
I actually prefer Message.
I use Message unless they specifically ask for
email. I hate people that send me emails and it says, I'm like. This is a pain in the ass to reply to. Just send me through the messenger.
But that's a new thing to ask.
But message is really good. Like in UK, there was a cache I couldn't find.
I sent the cache owner a message, and
5 minutes later, there was a message back from him.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And that happened a number of times.
I feel bad because that church one I did at Stirling, I stuffed up the formula. The decimals were right. I got the minutes wrong because I copy and pasted it from another cache. And the wrong minutes, and the person who would have been first to find, was it Running Man 222 or something, sent me a message on the phone, but I didn't have it with me because I was working at home, and I don't have the phone with me when I'm working. I have it in another room because I've got to focus, and he would have got first to find, whereas he should have worked it out, because I said on the cache page it's not far away, and of course he's going, no, this is 3 or 4 kilometres away, I've done something wrong, because he's done nothing wrong, whereas Hurdle got first to find because he worked it out. He just went, oh, Dave, you've got the minutes wrong, it's just here. You know, so this poor guy missed out on it. So I replied, I said, I'm really sorry, I didn't see your message.
but it wouldn't matter whether you message it or email.
The
email, my phone goes ding straight away.
I get emails all the time.
No,
so
I get.
I don't look at them until.
The message actually goes ding twice on.
Well, you get a different icon on your phone. You actually get a geocaching icon. So
you've got the actual geocaching app, though, do you?
Well, that's nice because it looks different. So then you go, oh, that's a, you know.
Yeah. Your CGO doesn't do that.
That's one reason to install the Groundspeak one, is just to get the messaging. Not to use it for caching, just for messaging. So I feel bad about that because that guy would have got, but that was my stuff. I've got a spot for that other one too, so I'll put that out. I had to paint a forest green cache. And the one that's there at the moment is temporary.
And he did.
It's a tractor shop, because I was like, I used to live around Flinch Church, and I looked. You would not know it was a church. But
now it's a tractor shop.
It's a tractor
shop.
That's even better.
Because it's like
in the city.
Well, this one that I'm about to do at Stirling, it used to be a Blockbuster Video. Oh, it's a church that was a Blockbuster Video. It's been an art gallery.
Well, so what is it now?
It's been a restaurant. It was a real estate agent office. Now it's just offices. But it's had so many, it was a home for a while. Like, it's had so many incarnations. But yeah, I thought a Blockbuster was pretty good. And that was near the end when Blockbuster was sort of waning out.
Can you read that?
Bad God.
Bad God.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, as I was driving to work this morning, you know how your brain just sort of goes...
Oh, to make a puzzle for it.
Yeah, right? No, so... what's his name? E. Gregory's already claimed 666. And he wants to find a church, an ex-church.
Oh, you mean from the series?
From the series. So he wants an ex-church that's now a satanic.
Oh, so he's looking for a home for this cache.
His home for this cache is, it's an ex-church that's now satanic. Yeah, what I don't know what you would call it, a pagan thing.
Or
I was
house
thinking,
of ill repute or something.
Yeah, like a sex shop or something like that.
Yeah, sex shop.
But, and then I was thinking, well, if you could actually organise it so that the the letters actually read Bad God. Good.
I know someone who worked for Telstra whose job was to allocate numbers, and he had a wicked sense of humour. So when a church got built or something like that, and they rang up Telstra who wanted to get the phone on, yep, no worries, well, 666.
Well, Telstra used to keep the good numbers. So when we had a phone... at Linden Park, so we had 8338 0022.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now that was a business number.
Mm.
I rang up for a number, and the woman gave me something, and I said, "Oh, my mother's old and aged, and she's got Parkinson's and stuff. You've got a better number?" And I talked her into giving me that number.
Oh, wow!
Which businesses actually wanted. They used to save those good numbers for the businesses.
Yeah, they were
easy numbers to remember.
Yeah, they're profitable.
Yeah.
But the first three or four are location based anyway.
They are. But it's
not anymore though. They used to be.
Yeah, because now they can actually now wrap calls with anything.
Now they run a
based on the local exchange.
That's right. It's a proper system. I used to have 30 phone lines at my old place because I used to run, this is in early 90s because I ran an internet provider back in the early days when it was dial-up. So this is 14.4K modems and 28.8K modems. And yeah, so I had a big fat Telstra cable. I've still got a pit in my driveway, a Telstra pit, and it goes in my shed.
So would you have one modem for each line?
Yeah.
So you could only have 30 customers online
at
one time?
That's how it was. That's how many I did have. Yeah, well, actually 28 because I needed two modems to do interconnectivity. So you'd have 28 people dial up at once. But in those days, that was fine. That was how it was. You know when you complained.
You used to have a timer or something. So when you dial in, if there was a certain percentage
of the modem
being used...
Yeah, you had like 2 hours.
The person on the longest would get dropped out.
Well, you'd actually get a time limit a day.
The hours was if you didn't have activity for more than a couple of minutes, it would...
I think in those days it was a maximum of a couple of hours is what you always. It was a tier thing depending on how much you wanted to pay.
At 14.4, God, the life was slow back then.
Yeah, and then
tell the kids of today.
Yeah, I wouldn't understand. Yeah, well then we went to 50. I remember when I
56.6K
modems, and then that was like lightning. You know, everything was just shoo, shoo.
No, it wasn't.
Or loading Word with a cassette.
Oh, yeah.
Go and have your tea and try to turn it over.
I remember using tapes on my Commodore 64. You put it in a tape.
Yeah, we had tapes on.
Yeah.
CDs are old for me.
Commodore.
That's depressing, Ben.
I reckon we did have a Commodore at work at one stage.
And then did you?
We had IBM PCs.
Yeah, I remember IBM PCs.
They were actually...
IBM were...
They were actually pretty solid.
They dropped the ball because they were like a market leader. And they got greedy.
Yeah, they got greedy, and they tried to go down that Apple path.
Well, PC is IBM.
They still make them. These are like desktop tiers.
No, they made their own PCs, but they tried to go down that Apple path where
our stuff's better.
Yeah,
but theirs was actually crap. Whereas Apple,
and they underestimated Asia. So Taiwan, I think it was Taiwan, because it wasn't China in those days. It was Taiwan, and they worked out how to make an equivalent, which is why you bought a PC or a PC compatible.
Yes.
A PC compatible was a Taiwanese made thing for a tenth of the price and did everything the real
IBM
one.
Yeah.
And they lost the whole market, and the rest is history. You know, mind you, they went and changed their business model after that, and now they're all corporate. Because the private ones are now, they've got a spin off company that does all the desktops. It's not IBM.
Levana.
Levano.
Levano.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So they tiered that off
during
as a separate
school known to me.
Yeah.
Are they in the schools, are they?
Yeah.
Our business at the moment buys them.
Yeah. We
bought Dells for a while, and then it's like, are you flying in Virgin or Qantas? Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the two corporate leaders.
HP should be up there as well. But
HP's massive. They're something like the fifth biggest brand in the world or something, HP. When you see the numbers, you don't, because there's HP there. But you don't realise that they just don't have a song and dance, but they're bigger than Dell, but you wouldn't think they were.
Okay.
They're massive.
Which means that they can buy their stuff. They can order a million CPUs.
That's probably what they do. Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it'll be China now, but it'd be.
And who makes the screens or the keyboards and hard drive?
Yeah, when you buy in bulk, I guess it's cheap as.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have a million screens.
I'm looking for a laptop at the moment. And I'd be happy with an ordinary hard drive, but you can't buy anything. Everything's solid state now.
Oh, really?
Not usually.
I don't have a problem buying
it. No, I was in JB's the other day, and everything was solid state. Everything is a touch screen.
I don't have a touch screen.
Well, the one I bought only 6 months ago has a solid state and regular drive and a no touch screen.
The hybrid
drive. I can't find any of those at the moment.
Because solid states are too small. Like, you can't get capacity for the
device.
The biggest I've seen in solid state was a 500, which I'd be happy with. But
which
I'm not,
is tiny, though. That's...
But I'm not happy with a 128 or a... Even a 256.
See, I'm that old, I still don't run a laptop, I run a desktop.
We had a 1 terabyte SSD at uni, it cost $4,000.
Yeah, the big ones are still expensive.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll just park this for a while.
It's because most people run an external USB drive, that's why, because they're so cheap now.
Yeah.
So you can get a 4 terabyte drive for nothing, for $150 or something.
That's right.
But what
do you want a touchscreen for?
Because
having a mouse pad is too...
Because these young people today...
You've got to touch everything.
...don't want to use a mouse because it's yet another device. So it's just... Because most of the laptops now fold over into a tablet.
Yeah.
So
the other problem with the regular drives too is they chew the battery pair.
That's
a good point.
Yeah, solid state will give you... For the same battery, you'll get twice.
Yeah.
But in your larger drive size, I went the middle ground because I wanted the performance of an SSD. This has turned into an IT podcast. I wanted the performance of the SSD, but I wanted the storage. So I've got
I think we should put both of them in the SSD.
So Samsung make a hybrid drive which has SSD in it, and it's a four terabyte drive, and it has its own internal smarts, and it looks at the files you're accessing and it puts them on the SSD. So you don't do it; it does it for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I've got. So that's
it's got firmware that does it. Yeah,
which is a 5-year-old Dell. When I bought it was the last one they had in the last Win 7 that they had in the shop.
Yeah.
And it had a small SSD in it, only 64 or something like that, but big enough to hold the operating system. So when you turn it on,
it starts up quickly
because
it's got the operating system on it.
And then it's got stuff that you're using is up front.
Yeah, just the firmware just keeps an eye on what you're doing. It says, you access that file. Like your GSAC databases, you hit that a lot, I'll put that on the SSD.
Yeah, yeah.
And then GSAC suddenly gets fast.
Yeah.
So it learns. The more you use it, the more it learns. The only problem with those is the fact that, speaking as an engineer, the failure mode of those is catastrophic when they go. With the magnetic drive, you get slow failure. Your failure curve goes, it's a gradual curve, whereas with the SSDs and these ones, it's instantaneous failure. It's all or nothing. When they go, you've lost the lot.
thought it was like USB sticks. You start to lose your quality over.
No, not if it's not with the hybrid drives. If it's half and half because of the way they mat, you lose a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a real hybrid. I think in mine it's got a chunk of space that's carrying all the stuff that you want to use quickly.
Yeah,
and then the actual stuff is still stored like a wrist-based system. It's still stored on the rotating hard drive.
Yeah, but that's what I've got. Like, but there's smarts in that though, the way it mirrors it. So yeah, you lose their failure mode is catastrophic. If they go, you lose everything. So you don't get any sort of gradual.
I should back up more often.
I would highly recommend it. Having lost
said about
one
any hard drive and not just that one.
Yeah, but that's the same with anything.
But memory, and that's the other problem. Memory is really unreliable. So all USB sticks and
they
use wear leveling, and wear leveling is really interesting. So every time you overwrite a file, it doesn't overwrite the file. It uses the next piece of memory and just marks the other one as invalid, and it just does that forever, so it's always rotating through
all
the memory.
About 10% of the bits don't work at all from word go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's got
they
some
find these ones that don't work and they get flagged out already.
The firmware just says, "Oh, don't worry about that block, that's no good, it doesn't work," and of course as they fail it does.
So
as well,
is that why when you plug it in it says 8 gigabytes?
Yeah,
and you only got 7.8.
Yeah, if you keep going at it hard for years and years, it'll slowly lose it.
It'll get less
marking
less.
More of them as bad
sections. And that's why you notice sometimes when you write to them, it gets really, really slow because it's actually going, I've got to go and write on a different spot now.
But I've got, USB stick with 8 gigabytes on it. I mean, that's a phenomenal amount.
I've got a USB stick with. I've got one on my carrier.
Most of
32 gigabytes.
Yeah, well, I've got a 64.
This is my whole life.
That I can't find. It's somewhere in the house.
Well, I got an operating system. I got all my open source tools, and it's all sitting there on a key. It's literally a key, and that's the way to go. And that's 32 gig. So
yeah,
I've got it with
huge.
Me all the time. I mean, that went to UK with me because it's got everything on there.
Mm. Well, I had a 16s, and I had one in my bag, one in my carry-on, and I had three. I can't remember where the third one was, just in case.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only thing, because you don't want to be away and lose all your caching, especially if you've solved puzzles while you were home.
Mm.
You want to have all that with you.
Yeah.
Although I must admit, I'm using the Groundspeak.
And maps.
You know, what do you call it? The user note thing they've got now. So now that you can have your corrected coordinates and your user notes in Groundspeak's database. I must admit, I use that a lot more now.
Yeah.
Just your personal notes.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't have GSAC.
You just
use
GSAC.
But my GSAC is personally.
I think
it's possible
having GSAC because I can make backups of it.
I
can actually.
Oh, I still use
GSAC.
Put
it on my GPS. Gets turned on about once a month or whenever I go. Like, you'll get used to it a lot.
I might go home and back up. I just thinking, when the last time I did it? About a week ago. I'll back up again.
I'll give you a story that I've got a network attached storage at home, a NAS. So it's only a 3-bay NAS, and it's 9 terabytes. And I was starting to have a performance issue. And I noticed one of the drives was sort of obviously having write errors, and it would take a long time. And I thought, oh, this is on its way out. And I do back it up periodically, but it's also RAID, so I can lose one drive and the other two keep going. So I went to the shop, bought another drive and plugged it in and still had this problem. And what I worked out, then I thought it was the board, I thought it was firmware. I'd replaced the wrong drive. so the faulty drive was, because it's 1, 2 and 3 at the base, but then when the Chinese built it and they did the lights go 3, 2, 1. On the dash, so I just assumed the first light was bay 1, but it's bay 3.
So I replaced bay 3.
You've
overwritten the good driver.
Yeah, well, thank goodness it did mirror correct. The RAID rebuilt correctly, so I didn't lose anything. But then I realised I'd replaced the wrong driver.
In 2014, December 2014, our work. So we had a server with same system with three. It's a RAID system with three drives.
Yeah.
So that was running all of our files, and we don't have any IT staff in town.
It's all interstate.
They're all interstate.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the drives went down.
Yep.
So they went, that's okay. We'll fix it next time we're at flight. They fly in occasionally, and we'll fix it.
What's the risk?
Well. That was at some stage. I don't know when it happened. So then, early December 2014, another drive went down, and they tried to switch to the other drive, the third drive in the system. That was already dead. So
wow.
I lost a lot.
And I won't say because we're recording, but I know the sort of things your work does.
Yeah,
that is catastrophic.
That was, yeah, yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah. I had...
Because you've got stuff that could be used for forensic evidence, legal stuff. You got all sorts.
Oh, yeah. Major mining companies wanting...
Yeah. $1 million type...
Billion dollar stuff.
Yeah, $1 billion.
And they were not...
That's amazing.
Yeah. And they ended up, they scraped... They put one of the hard drives back together. So they took the platter out and put it inside a...
That's not expensive. That's not cheap either.
No, yeah, you got to go to... That's guys
with
white coats.
They needed to recover this stuff. Yeah. So for a month...
Wow.
We were basically working with what backups we had. And some people had backups, other people didn't have backups. Mm. While they decided what to do with this disk, so they took the disk out of the platter that it was in.
So they managed to...
And put it in, and they recovered 99%.
Wow, that's amazing.
But it didn't come back. Christmas was in between.
They're lucky they got that much back.
No.
So it sounds like it was the logic that died.
I came across some stripped down hard drives where the disk was turned into a trackable and they were in a race.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once I'd found the first one and noted of the other one, one of the times I did get on and
I've got a stack of...
Get old.
You're going to sleep at you, Daniel.
Yeah, we're going to go.
You know how you get the platter out of them, fits on a broomstick.
Oh, does
so it? You know how many hard drives I pulled apart?
Yeah.
I've got a stack of them about this high.
Actually, I've got to check with my...
With the platter still intact?
Yeah, the platters are still intact.
I used to use them as coasters, but you end up with too
many. I was thinking of
there's some
drilling holes through them and then covering a wall with it.
There's precious metals in there, isn't there? There's platinum and all sorts on those platters, isn't
there? I pull the hard drives apart for the magnets.
They're just aluminium.
The
I thought there's platinum on the platters.
Aluminium with chrome on them, I reckon.
It's only chrome, is it?
Could be chrome or nickel.
Because it's... Yeah, I don't know.
See, nickel's ferromagnetic.
Something has to be magnetic.
Yeah, so nickel's the ferromagnetic part of it.
I must talk to my work again.
I don't know. You'd have the capability to test that, wouldn't you?
No, I could, but I've never thought about it before. That now you've convinced me that there might be some. But as far as I know,
because they do recycle
the platters themselves are aluminium, and the coating on the outside is probably
would have to be something to move there.
Probably nickel,
because
the beauty of nickel is it doesn't corrode.
Oh,
not that much is going to corrode inside a hard drive. It's encapsulated properly, but.
Something they fill with helium and other gases too, don't they? Just to...
Yeah, they usually fill them with something, because they are
it's not
airtight.
Well, the interesting one is if you go down to Torrens Island and you wander around the turbine hall, there's all these hydrogen alarms down there.
Yeah.
Because the gas that they run inside the turbine
is
hydrogen, because the density of hydrogen is about 100.
Lowest possible density.
It's the lowest possible density of gas.
Oh, so less friction.
Less friction losses.
Oh, you're kidding.
But it means you've got to run, you're running hydrogen inside.
You're running a flammable gas.
You're running a super flammable gas. That's flammable between 2% and 98%.
What if you get a hot bearing or
something? Well, there's no oxygen.
There's nothing to ignite it.
Yeah, there's no oxygen. So it's only flammable, but it's flammable across the range 2% to 98%. So if you can keep the oxygen level...
So it's got to be pure,
clean hydrogen. But if it leaks out, that's when it starts mixing. And
and then you're in trouble.
That's when you got trouble.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And that's purely for air resistance.
I guess that's why it's on
an
island.
Well, it's not air or gas resistance.
Surely helium is just as good.
Helium... If you Google it, hydrogen is like...
Helium's got a whole other atomic number on it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still a less dense gas.
No. Helium is like 20 or 30 times more dense. And
I had no idea.
Hydrogen is about 1% of air.
Yeah.
And helium is still sort of, orders of magnitude higher.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so they tend to run that.
I learned something.
I can't understand why these guys with their bikes... So they've got their little gas.
Yeah.
You know,
CO2.
Why CO2?
Because it goes.
CO2's heavy.
It's made for.
It's heavy. I'd be using helium.
Everything, so it's readily available.
But why would you put helium? It's a
helium.
I know CO2 will go, like, if you just put normal air in through a pump.
Helium leaks out.
Like,
helium leaks, that's the problem.
You'd be talking 1 or 2 grams, wouldn't you? If that.
Yeah.
We're talking Tour de France.
Oh, I see.
BMX bikes.
But with the heat.
Had a valve, and the frames were filled with gases, and I think helium was the gas they used in old school BMX bikes.
Okay.
Oh, Do you reckon, though, if you put hydrogen in a bike tyre, the heat, and if you got a slit in it, would it just go bang?
Well, hydrogen's straight out.
It'd leak through the rubber. That's the problem. You probably wouldn't even be able to finish a 2-hour race with it.
Yeah, you'd be flat before you go.
Because if you put normal air in through a pump, you can last months with a solid 100 psi tyre.
Right.
But if you put CO2, it'll go down in 2 days.
Oh, is that wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
It'll go.
So, again, why the hell are you using. Why are those little tubes got CO2 in them? Why can't they have nitrogen in them?
Oh, you can buy nitrogen, but it's like the black market drug at the moment because people are just popping them in, like sucking them back. And
it's nitrogen's not going to do anything for you.
They're called NANGs.
No, that's nitrogen.
Nitrous oxide.
That's nitrous oxide.
That's different again. But that'll go bang. That'll go bang.
Yeah, that's
nitrous. Nitrous oxide. Yeah, sorry.
No, NO2, yeah,
but this is just...
No, this is just... What's nitrogen gas?
80% of what you're breathing is nitrogen.
Yeah.
So there was a thing at one stage of nitrogen fuels in tyres.
Yeah.
So
welcome to Chemistry 101.
Yeah? But the only reason for that was that there was... When you inflate a tyre to 100 psi, you've increased the partial pressure of the oxygen.
Yeah.
And so you get more rapid oxidation of your tyre when it's hot. So that's why you do a nitrogen fuel.
Because your car tyres... You used to be able to go to Bob Jane and put nitrogen.
It turned out to be you were paying for something that did nothing for you.
You're paying for something 70% in the atmosphere.
Exactly.
Nitrogen everywhere.
Yeah.
Less friction.
Mm. It was meaningful on a car. It wasn't really meaningful because you're only doing 30 psi. It was meaningful on trucks where you're doing 100 psi.
Yeah. The extra
because the extra oxygen that you're putting in could
oxidize quicker under pressure.
Yeah.
Because nitrogen's inert, isn't it? Nitrogen won't react.
Nitrogen's not going to react.
Just bringing it back to Kate. We haven't had a good chemistry puzzle for ages. You know, we used
chemistry puzzles.
I'm not sure.
Have you solved this puzzle?
Which one?
This one here.
No.
There's 15 digits, Rod.
Oh, it's Rod's. Ah. Oh.
So you got to do a dance. So he gives us 14 digits and 15 digits.
You separated the two.
Yeah, I separated them. I assume that the 14 digits is the tells me the dance steps, and the 15 digits has got all the numbers on them.
The top one's the south, and the bottom one's the east.
Yeah.
The
next one.
Oh, okay, so it's not what I thought.
It's got nothing to do with the song.
Okay. Okay.
It's a puzzle in Tasmania, exactly the same, just with a different song, different numbers, obviously.
So the song's irrelevant.
Yep.
You're the master of the red herring over here.
Well, that's why I haven't done the one.
Fredo, please, was a good puzzle. That was just full of red herrings.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, that's what I found. I haven't found the puzzle yet.
It's right there, isn't it? Right there in front of you.
I can't remember, Fredo.
Yeah.
I've forgotten it already.
The picture with all those things.
Yeah, I looked at that, but there's a lot of numbers and letters and.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the picture.
Yeah.
Well, that is
it's
the
right
puzzle.
There in
yeah,
front
it's
of you.
Right there in front of you. So ignore everything else.
There's a lot on that picture.
There's a lot of stuff to ignore, but once you get down to what's left, you have... The picture is the puzzle.
Oh, well, that helps, because that's the problem with these ones, is you don't know where the puzzle is.
What was Kate's name on that?
But Fredo said please.
Fredo did not say please.
Yeah, I saw that log.
You did say please. You said, I want a 5.3 or 5.3 and a half, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I said,
your fault.
And I said, I can make a 5.3.
All right,
and then I did the where it goes, and then...
All right, so that's... I started off with that as south and that as east. And then I worked out that in here you've got, like, three... We know that it's 3, 8, 9, 9, 9, so 3, 5,
you go
8. And I was trying to do it, 1, 3, 8. And I was trying to do a dance like that.
It's a pop, more reasonable than
yeah, definitely.
Nah, hold on a sec. Just let me have a look.
Catch you next time.
Yeah, but what are we doing with that? It's not how many numbers you count along, is it?
No, one's south and one's east. So.
Yeah, but if it's 1, 1, 5, 1,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's no 3 in that. There's got to be a 3. No, there must be some maths in there.
Is that
there
how many you count along?
No, there's got to be some maths that I've got to do.
You solve the puzzles for
so 1 plus 1 is 2.
What's the biggest?
Minus 3. What's he drawing now? Got a pen that works? Oh. Are you left handed?
He's down.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. That'd all right. That's a good hint. So that equals that.
1, 9, 8, 4.
Yeah.
It's all basic math.
Well,
on me as well.
Basic maths.
All right. So that would mean that probably
we got another bin. So now I just got to organise another
that.
Couch.
Well, one or the other. It's whether it's
I
1, 5.
More fluff here left, I reckon.
One more
a few more of each level, the fluff gone, and it'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a instead of red, it will be a beige.
No.
I think it'll just be the wool stuff starting to come out.
Yeah.
Hold on, do you have the right numbers?
Yeah.
You sure?
All right, there you go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is there two lots of numbers in there? Yeah.
There's only one set of numbers.
No, they're the numbers.
You sure?
Yeah.
Welcome to Puzzle Solving with Fredo and Gridge.
Well,
it's definitely solvable because
people
have solved it.
A quick recap on today.
No, one, two people have
how
solved.
To find 40 plus earth caches,
yeah,
and computer talk and hard drives, and let's talk gases, and back to puzzles.
That one.
Everything you're expert in, aren't you?
1156,
yeah? Yeah, I've got it. All right, so now I just need to...
Okay.
There's worse stuff, is there?
You should get your phone out and had a live cross to David again.
Yeah.
That's not the correct number.
From the top of Ayers Rock. Base of Ayers Rock.
Grinch would have
his number. That's one of those.
I do too. Probably Freddie does as well.
No, not. Yeah.
So that's
could be.
34.
I might,
or some other
I
number.
I might stop recording in a minute
some,
and
some
then start.
Some other number.
It's definitely 34.
Yeah.
And then
that,
it's
that,
you might ring
a,
him
that
up.
Lifts the difficulty of. A stage
the one
as well.
Likes to keep somebody with that phone coverage.
The posted is.
That's the posted there.
35.
Yeah.
Ah. Where's that? Hold on a sec. Let me check for this.
You found the error in this puzzle, have you?
It's not an error. But it's that number is 34 to send it.
Well, I've only forgot the checker on.
No.
There's always an error somewhere.
There's no error in that puzzle. There was no error in that. Those coordinates are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
coordinates. Have fun with this. Hopefully that'll get up. And then, breaking news. Geologists confirm Tasmania is the lost West Island of New Zealand. Link between extraterrestrial activity and road corrugations discovered. Mr. Universe pageant accused of favouring contestants from Earth.
And you found hide and seek.
So I just need to make sure that hide and seek.
Hive and seek.
Yeah, hive and seek.
5-3, this side of Hall's Gap, between Hall's Gap and